America, there's been so much talk about the challenge that November was and how good your hockey club was as you kick off December here today. How do you continue that?
I mean, just keep doing what we're doing. A lot of those games we played in, those were tied games, but I think the thing that stuck out the most was our work ethic. You know, we battled hard. Like, we came back from, you know, a couple goals down a few times. So I think that's the mentality you got to have. Like, nothing is going to come easy. We just got to keep grinding.
I know from a player's standpoint, you only take it one game at a time. But do you look at kind of blocks at all as to the challenges that lie ahead? Or is the singular focus just Dallas right now?
I think right now it's just Dallas. We know we're going to play them basically back to back. So, but all you got to focus on is the game tonight. I think if you look too far ahead, you know, bad things kind of start to creep into your game. So our mindset is just to, you know, come out hard and play a 60-minute game.
They've got Hintz back in the lineup now. What kind of a challenge does this entire team present to you, especially the forwards?
I mean, you know, they're getting healthy. I think Klingberg is in tonight. That's a guy we didn't see last time. So, guys that can move the puck, stuff like that. Hintz, obviously, is a big body, different look on a peeper. But at the end of the day, we don't want to focus on them too much. We just, you know, want to get back to what we do best.
Being in all those one-goal games and, you know, I hear that theme over and over again, realizing things aren't going to come easy. Is that a bit of a pressure cooker to live in when everything you got to fight for every inch at all times?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you play the game. I mean, it's more fun to kind of win a game 3-2 than 5-1, or at least that's how I feel. But obviously it's nice to have, you know, a couple goals to, you know, a little cushion, I guess. But nothing comes easy. This league is too tough. Doesn't matter if you're playing the last place team or the first place team. It's going to be a grind every night, and that's how you have to approach things.
How unique of an opportunity is this? I mean, I know there's over 50 games to go, but you're sitting tied with Dallas, and you got them kind of essentially back-to-back, like you said, to kind of put a little bit of a separation between you.
Yeah, like, we're aware. Like, it's, you know, a huge two-game thing for us, but 2 points are just as important right now as they're going to be, you know, towards the end of the regular season. So, but like I said, right now it's just one game at a time, and that's the game tonight.
I think you're taking 4 of 6 against Central Division clubs. Like, you got 18 left or something. What have you found playing in the, I think this is your first time in the Central.
Yeah.
What have you found about those Central Division games?
They're hard-fought games. There's a lot of bad blood, I guess, floating around. Those guys play each other a lot. And for me personally, I'm a guy that hasn't had a chance to play in this division too often. So it's just a learning process, I guess. But what I've seen so far, I think every team plays fast, and the compete level is really high.
When you played against these teams, when you were wearing other sweaters, I mean, was that the case, or have things altered a bit in this division?
I mean, if you only see him a few times a year, you might not pick up on certain things. But now playing against him a little more often, I just realized, like, those are quick games. Like, it's a balance of everything. Like, they play quick and they play physical as well. Where, you know, out west, it's a slower paced game, a little heavier body, stuff like that. And in the center, it's a good mixture of everything.